Greetings, greetings, my dear, wonderful, and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful, and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, the 30th of October, 2011. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor every minute of the day to rise up out and above the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We want to destroy the mind that would create warfare and bloodshed and theft of land, wealth, and resources. That wicked demonic mentality that is destructive of the human family. That philosophy of the Nicolaitans that Jesus in Revelation chapter 2 and around verse 15, Jesus says he hates that philosophy because that's the philosophy that is destruction to the people. We leave that mentality. And we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahuwah, Yahweh, the mind of Allah, Illah, the mind of Amen, Amen Ra, Amenet Ra'it, Amenet Ra'it Mutnetchit. We climb into that mindset and we break down all the barriers that separate us. We break down barriers of class, race, ethnicity, tribal barriers, religious barriers, denominational barriers, philosophical and ideological barriers. We break down all of those barriers, recognizing that if you're not the 1, 2, 3, 5, 10%, you are a part of the oppressed. You are a part of those that have been a victim of the 1, 2, 5, and 10%. When we realize that, we will be able to come together, stand together, fight alongside each other, fight this wicked Babylon system, stand up for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice, my angel, she is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website and Mind of God program. I continually ask the Most High to bless my beautiful sister, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now, as African people, we're going to give thanks and praises unto the Most High. Africa, Afu Raka, three words coming together to mean house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. The black man and woman are the first Africans, but every human being has the potential to be an African, a house for the spirit and soul of the Almighty. So let's pause and give praises unto the Most High. Praises are due to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Ab, That word Ab is the African Hebrew word for father. You also heard the word Abba. So if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba for the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, in their tradition they say Great Father and Grand Father. And so we also give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mama Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word mother is Aim. So if you put that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Aim for the Almighty Mother Holy Spirit. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is chokma in the African Hebrew language. It is feminine, referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. The point here is that only the feminine conceives. Holy Spirit is feminine, she's our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, mine, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mama Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now, that word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit in the African Hebrew language. You may find that word on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary under the number 7307. That word is feminine, referring to Mama Holy Spirit. She is feminine. She is our mother. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Now that word Illa is also an African Hebrew word. It is feminine there as well. Now our Islamic sisters and brothers say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name, now they translate this in the name of Allah, but we're saying, this is saying in the name of Illa, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman ar-Rahim. Those words are beneficent and merciful. Now in the African Arabic language, Rahman ar-Rahim are rooted in the African Arabic word for the womb, W-O-M-B. So when we understand in this manner, the truth in this manner, Bismillah, you hear B-I-S-M-I-L-L-A-H, Bismillah. So in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, sisters and brothers, it is my privilege and honor and duty to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, but you best believe it, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. So, I and I say, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, November 2nd, 1930. So I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names. In these last days of judgment, in this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system, America, Europe, Israel, these are Babylon, Britain, Rome, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, these are Babylon, and it is judgment in this day and time, and Christ is here to judge, to manifest within our personality. This is teaching us that Christ does desire to manifest within our personalities, making all of our names, the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would come manifest in the last days. The book of Revelation is the book about the last days, but Genesis to Revelation is all about the last days. Quran, first to the last chapter, is teaching us about the last days. Bhagavad Gita, no matter what book you use, the universe. I have a beautiful sister on KPFA, Caroline Casey, and she can teach the same truth and reality from the universe, from sun, moon, stars, and planets. Everywhere you look, we're learning about the last days of this rotten Babylon system is on its way out. Now, all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, universe, divine planet we call Earth, in this divine house that we call our physical bodies. All of us are emanating divinity. We are the I, and Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari, and we are they who, in these last days, would rise up with the spirit and mind of Christ. That spirit, you see it in the protesters all over the earth, in the protesters in the United States of North America. Sisters and brothers, I want to livicate this program to Peter Tosh. I believe his birthday was October the 19th. This great revolutionary Christ within our manifested among us, that was in our midst. Christ came in the person of Peter Tosh, original member of the Wheelers. Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, Bunny Wheeler. And he had a song, sisters and brothers, called Recruiting Soldiers. And we see that sisters and brothers in the streets protesting all over are soldiers of Jah, whether they know it or not. So Peter Tosh talked about recruiting soldiers. Reading some of the lyrics, he said, I'm recruiting soldiers for Jah Army. Recruiting soldiers. Jah time is now. Let me comment as I go. It is not tomorrow. It is not next year. It is not when you die and go into the grave. It is now. Jah time. Christ time is now. We are the soldiers of Jah. We are fed up with this system. We are in the streets. We are speaking. We are organizing. We are giving monies to organizations that are of like mind. We are soldiers in Jah Army, and Jah time is now. Continuing with this song by Peter Tosh. Recruiting soldiers. He says, Satan forces, they all rise up to fight. They all rise up to fight Jah and the saints. See them fighting against Jah children. See them slaughter them like slaves. Look here, sisters and brothers. In the streets, the sisters and brothers protesting the system, protesting this rotten system that is destructive to the human family. The sisters and brothers in Wall Street, in Oakland, in Atlanta, in other places in the United States of North America have been saying the 1% are those that destroy the human family, that Wall Street have defrauded the citizens of the United States of North America, and they are the problem, and they have defrauded the human family. The sisters and brothers are saying, they are saying that it's time to cease the warfare and the bloodshed. It is time that we begin to make demands on the system, or that we abolish this system and make a new one. And that is the mind of Christ, that we would manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Revelation teaches us that all things will be made new. All organizations, all governments, all systems will go out, and God's system, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, we will bring that new system in, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Let me continue with these lyrics from Peter Tosh. Look here. He says, see them slaughter them like slaves. Hear them come and say, Jah is dead. These wicked forces, these Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and their puppets teach us that Jah is dead, because they teach us that we have no power to stop their system, to stop their power. They act like Jah is dead. They go all over and kill and assassinate and destroy and plunder. They say that Jah is dead. Then Peter Tosh says, but they didn't show me his grave. There's no grave for Jah. There's no grave for the whole of I and I who stand up with the power of Jah, the power of Christ. You may take the body, but you can't take the soul and the spirit. And they will never destroy the works of Jah. And they will never destroy we who are standing up in the power of Jah and the power of Christ. And we who will stand up on behalf of the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Peter Tosh say, no, they didn't show me his grave. No, no. Then he says, Antichrist forces, they all rise up to fight against Jah and his saints. I can tell you, but there is confusion in high places about the Lamb that was slain. They have us confused about Yahshua Christus Messiah. They have us confused, want us to think that Yahshua is not here, that Yahshua is dead, but Yahshua is resurrected within the whole of I and I. And you see that spirit of Yahshua, that spirit of Christus Messiah, Jesus Christ, in those protesters that are standing up against this system. And all these years, Peter Tosh, all these years I hear them say they're building a nation. You see, the Obama administration and those heads of state of France, Italy, Britain, and the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and their banks and heads of corporate institutions and whatnot, they say, oh, we're here to build a nation. We're here to give democracy. We're here to protect the human family for humanitarian purposes. But Peter Tosh is calling them untruthful, saying that they're lying. Watch this. He says that all these years, I hear them say they're building a nation. But all these tricks were just a game. Obama is playing a game. Sarkozy is playing a game. Berlusconi is playing a game. Cameron is playing a game. Netanyahu is playing a game. The Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the banks, the Wall Street, they're playing a game. They're tricksters. They're tricknology. Elijah Muhammad called it tricknology, trying to trick us into believing that they're here to build. They're only here to destroy and then build what they destroyed so they can make money off of it. In Libya now, my minister, Louis Farrakhan, he was saying that don't think that Halliburton will not go into Libya now. And Bechtel and other parasites and other vultures who will make money off of the hell and destruction and killing that they have wrought in Libya. But Peter Tosh continues, lightning forces. Jah time is now. Jah time is now. He says, Lucifer forces, they all rise up to fight Jah and his saints, but that won't work. He's telling Lucifer, your plans will not work. He's telling the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, your plans won't work. Hear them praising Peter Tosh again. Hear them praising old Marcus Garvey. And I would say, hear them praise Dr. King. Hear them praise Malcolm X. Hear them praise the civil rights movement and the black power movement and the human rights movement, the feminist movement. All those black, white, brown, and red who stood up in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Hear Obama give them praise. But know that he is is insincere. Know that this is nothing but a trick. Watch this. Hear them exalting his name. Watch how these people exalt our great ones and give them praise. Peter talks, but all these times they've been doing that, if he was here right now, he'd go to jail the same. If Dr. King was here, Obama would jail him. If Fannie Lou Hamer was here, if Susan B. Anthony, if all of those abolitionists who were working in those days to abolish slavery were here now, Frederick Douglass, if they were here now, they'd go to jail the same. We're going to take our first break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Oh, no, we're not going to break. Hold it. I'm pausing to say, this is my pause, that this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, the 30th of October, 2011. And this is a tribute to Peter Tosh. This is a tribute to the Bush doctor, Peter Tosh, whose Earth Day was October 19th. This was only his Earth Day because, as Peter said, he's been here a billion years and he will be here another billion years because his beginning is not on Earth. His beginning is with the Most High, and our beginnings are with the Most High. We only ask the Father, like Jesus, like Yahshua, Father and Mother, Holy Spirit, give us a body. The people need us to come down to earth and teach them your ways, O Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit. Prepare us a body that we may go down and make plain your laws. Make plain freedom, justice, and equality. Make us go down, Father and Mother, that we may defend those that would defend the oppressed. And that is the spirit we have right now. Look, Peter Tosh, recruiting soldiers. America has a spirit of death, hell, and warfare. They have the spirit of the Antichrist. These Antichrist forces have now seen fit to strike back against the protesters. The protesters protesting worldwide and in the United States of North America. But now, we must understand that these are Jah and the saints protesting. There are those who are trying to infiltrate the protesters and spin them in another direction. But we know that the spirit of the protesters, the spirit of those in the streets, are in Oakland, Atlanta, and other places, in Britain, all over the earth, in Spain, I believe, and Greece. They have been having work stoppages. And there's a work stoppage planned in Oakland in November the 2nd. That's Jah. These are the saints. You say, but they don't go to church. They don't go to mosque. Some of them do. Some of them don't. Many of them do. Many of them don't. But they have the mind of Jah, the mind of Christ. And we must understand what we're looking at. We've been praying for the second coming of Jesus and Christ within our lifetime. And here it is. They are here. They are, Jah is here. Christ is here in those sisters and brothers. And we're not recognizing that that's what we're looking at. In the New Testament, I believe it was Peter in jail, and his sisters and brothers, the saints, were praying for Peter to be let out of jail. He was let out of jail by the Most High. He came to the house, knocked on the door, and they said, well, that can't be Peter. That's some ghost. But they was praying for the man. When he comes to the house, in fulfillment of the prayer, they didn't recognize him. It's the same with us. We've been praying for Jah to come. We've been praying for God to come. We've been praying for Christ to come. If you're a Muslim, you've been praying for Masih, which is Christ Jesus. You've been praying for Mahdi, that rightly guided one that would be with Mahdi, with Masih, Messiah, Isa, Jesus Christ. Well, here it is, Muslims. There's Mahdi, the rightly guided one among the people, guiding the people to stand up against this wicked system. There's Masih, Messiah, Isa, Jesus among the people, the mind of the people to rise up and protest this wicked system. You that say Krishna, you that say Buddha, same thing. Christ is here. Buddha is here. Krishna is here. You that go all the way back to Egypt, Heru, same Christ. Heru is here. You that say, like the Mexicans and South Americans, Quetzalcoatl. Here's Quetzalcoatl, same Christ, manifested in the people. Quetzalcoatl is here. We've been praying for this day, and this day is here. Now, we see that the Antichrist forces are rising up to fight Jah, to fight the protesters, to fight the saints. The protesters are making a demand that the 1% be held accountable. They are making a demand that Wall Street and the 1% pay their fair share. They're making $4 quadrillion in tax-free money. $4 quadrillion. That's $1,000 million times four. $4,000 trillion. A quadrillion is $1,000 trillion. We don't even talk like that. But that's how much they're making off of our backs in destruction to the middle class and poor class and working class. So those in the streets, that's Jah in the streets, that's Christ in the streets, that's Mahdi and Masi in the streets, that's Krishna, Buddha, Quetzalcoatl, that's Heru in the streets, making a demand and demanding justice, demanding that these pay their fair share, calling for a 1% sales tax on this $4 quadrillion that's tax-free that Wall Street makes yearly. And so now that they made this demand, the Antichrist forces are coming, have come. The Antichrist forces have come to crack down on Jah and the saints in the personages of those protesting in the streets. So in Oakland, Tuesday, and elsewhere afterwards, we see the police come to crack down. I want you to go to Flashpoints, October 27th, 2011. I want you to go to, for the week of October the 24th, go to Flashpoints. I want you to go to the Morning Mix on KPFA. I want you to go to Hard Knock Radio. And I want you to go to Tarpley.net for Webster Tarpley. And I want you to go to Genesis Communications. I'll have all this in my summary page. Go to all of these sources and listen to what has been said all week about the Antichrist crackdown. Sisters and brothers, where was Obama? Look here. The crackdown came. President Barack Obama was in Southern California, I believe, taping a program for Jay Leno, if I have it correct. But he was in Southern California. He's a Democrat. The Democrats say they're for justice and whatnot. But here came the crackdown. Here came the billy clubs. Here came the Antichrist police force. The Antichrist fraternal order of the police. They shot one of those gas cans. I can't remember what they call them now. But those tear gas grenades. Flash grenades. Tear gas grenades. And it hit a fella by the name of Olson. Let me see if I can run into his name real quick. Come on, what's that man's name? His last name, let me find it. His last name was Olson. Ah, here it is, Scott Olson. Also, Democracy Now. Go to Democracy Now, week of October the 24th, 2011. This man, Scott Olson, is a Caucasian brother. He's my brother in the struggle for revolution because he went down to Oakland to protest. This is so interesting and significant because here is a man that went through all of the brainwashing that the Antichrist government of the United States of North America, following the dictates of the Antichrist Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, administer on the military, brainwashed into believing that poor people in third world nations are your enemy. Brainwashed into believing that Saddam Hussein was your enemy. Brainwashed into thinking that going overseas and killing poor people is doing good for America and the citizens of America. This man went through all of that satanic, Luciferian, Antichrist brainwashing and said, no, this is wrong. I'm going to Oakland to protest with my sisters and brothers. And this Iraqi veteran, suffered a skull fracture from the Antichrist fraternal order of the police. And he has been in the hospital and he's recovering. And he has the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Yahshua, the spirit of Christ. We say, heal up quickly, my dear brother. Heal up quickly and teach us how you came to these conclusions after coming through the brainwashing tactics of the Antichrist forces. Look here, sisters and brothers. Obama's in Southern California said nothing of the Antichrist police forces brutalizing the people. Our beautiful sister Anita Johnson of Hard Knock Radio gives a report, and it's played on the October 27th edition of Flashpoints. And she had a live audio feed at the protest, and you can hear her suffering from the tear gas grenades or tear gas cans. You can hear her running and gasping for air. She said she felt like her lungs were, I think she said, on fire. She had to run in her mind for her life, and she ran so she could get to air. These Antichrist forces rising up to fight Jah and his saints. But Peter Tosh said it won't work. The Lucifer forces, the Satan forces, the Antichrist forces, they're angry now because Jah and the saints in the streets have made a demand and said we want 1% of that $4 quadrillion tax-free money. We want it taxed. We want y'all to pay. And they are ultimately saying cessation of warfare, bloodshed, and that we want a new system. And the new system is equivalent to the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. So now, because of such demands, the Antichrist forces have come out. And this was in California. And Jerry Brown is the governor. And he said nothing. He's a Democrat. Quan is her last name, is the mayor of Oakland. She's a Democrat. She lied and said that the police were under attack. She lied and said that that the banks were under attack. Fictitious narrative to try to manipulate our minds to support the Antichrist forces. They coordinated at least 14, maybe 17 police agencies from surrounding police agencies as far away as Vacaville. This was a federal, state, and local coordination, a crackdown all over. Let's look at this crackdown, even outside of Oakland. Crackdown in Nashville, crackdown in San Diego, crackdown in Tucson, I guess that's Arizona, crackdown in Wall Street in New York. But the Occupy Wall Street went to march on the big banks. I don't know what day this is, but I believe it was Friday, October the 28th. And so the sisters and brothers say, let's march on the banks. Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan. And so because of this, the crackdown has come down from the Antichrist forces. Even outside of America, we see that the Jah and the saints are standing firm in Chile. Let me say this other thing right quick. A study confirmed that the wealth distribution in the United States is most unequal among all industrialized nations. In the United States, you see, the Antichrist forces have taken our wealth and given it to the wealthy, the 1%, the 2%, and so on. And so the protesters are fighting against such wicked Antichrist forces. The United States ranked in the bottom five on a combination of issues including poverty prevention, health and access to education. Everything that Obama was giving to his people, everything Muammar Gaddafi was giving to his people in Libya, America is taking it from the people of America, from the citizens of America. This is Antichrist. This is wickedness. In London, St. Paul's Cathedral moves to evict Occupy London Stock Exchange protesters. That's the Antichrist moving. in London, but it won't work. Peter Tosh said it won't work. The Antichrist forces are fighting a losing battle. They are the loser. Thousands of youth activists in March for Jobs in South Africa. You thought, and I thought, that apartheid was done in South Africa. But no, it is worse. The Antichrist forces in South Africa have even more so solidified their power and stronghold on the diamond corporations and mineral resource corporations and the land. And so the people are protesting in the streets this Antichrist system and telling Jacob Zuma, brother, black man, president of South Africa, you need to fight for us, the people, and transfer the land. Transfer the control of the mining corporations into the hands of the people. They do not enjoy suffering such wicked Antichrist policies after so many of our sisters and brothers in South Africa died for freedom, justice, and equality. French protesters in France have Jah spirit and Christ spirit. Protest outside of Moody's credit rating agency, this wicked credit agency that hides debt of the banks, manipulates the information, hides the books, cooks the books, maneuvers us into believing that the banks need to be bailed out when it's the people that need to be bailed out. This rating agency, is it Standard & Poor's? This particular rating agency, or Moody's? Moody, this particular rating agency is Moody, and Standard & Poor's is another one. They manipulate and they hide facts so that they can cover up for the wickedness of the banks and then take our wealth and give it to the banks. In Chile, the student movement in Chile is now predicting the downfall of the Chilean president. One of the student leaders in Chile, Camila Vallejo has predicted that President Sebastian Piñera will fall. This fella, Sebastian Piñera, president of Chile, is working for the Antichrist forces. And this brother, Camila Vallejo, is one of the Jah and the saints protesting the wickedness of such government. We look at and we see reports of drone bases in Ethiopia. These are the Antichrist forces. We see the NATO forces in Libya. These are the Antichrist forces. We see that Gaddafi's family is telling the world that they are going to go before the war crimes, going to file war crimes complaints with the United Nations against NATO. That's the spirit of Christ. Because NATO, AFRICOM, the United States of North America, Israel, Britain, the powers of Europe, World Trade Bank Organization, International Monetary Fund, all of these wicked Antichrist forces went into Libya, assassinated Muammar Gaddafi, sodomized him. Yes, one of those that captured Muammar Gaddafi used a part of a gun to sodomize Muammar Gaddafi. What Antichrist wickedness. It's all over the internet, all over YouTube. They captured Gaddafi, killed him, killed his son, even though a white flag was thrown up of surrender. That's an international symbol recognized for hundreds of years, if I understand it correctly, as the symbol of surrender in violation of all type of laws. That's the Antichrist forces, but they are the loser, the Antichrist. Peter Tosh said, the Antichrist forces rise up against Jah and the saints. Where were the Republicans? Don't they love the Constitution in Oakland with this crackdown? Don't they love the Constitution? Where's the Tea Party? Is it not within our constitutional rights to assemble peacefully to protest a wicked government? The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, do they not teach us that when we are suffering under a tyrannical government, that we have the right to protest against that government and work against that government and abolish that wicked Antichrist government and bring in a government of righteousness and truth and justice? Where were you, Republicans? Where were you, Republican candidates for president? Where were you, Herman Cain and Mitt Romney and Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann and Santorum and Newt Gingrich and others? Where were you, Rush Limbaugh? Don't you believe in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? These people, Republican and Democrats, are hypocrites. They have the spirit of the Antichrist. Now we will take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.